This is the rundown with Rubio for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. Columbia University, one of those fancy, smart schools, up the Ivy League schools, they just announced that for the rest of the school year, they will have only online classes. Why? Because they have so many protests going on right now on campus, and they're just letting the animals run the ship, basically. They've got, the weird thing is, too, when you look at all these protests, they're all very, very organized. They've got, everyone has the exact same tent. Everyone's chanting the exact same thing. Who's funding these? Number one. Number two, get rid of these people. You can't have these people protest. If they were protesting for the other side, if everyone was say pro-Israel, you wouldn't allow it. But since these people are anti-Israel, which I still don't get, okay, you're letting them go. And you're just letting them, you're letting the animals control the circus. Okay, you can't keep doing this. And so now you're just having these people and you're gonna stop your classes. And so people are already complaining, saying, hey, this costs $70,000 a year. Do we get our money back? And I know Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has already said, I'm no longer donating any money to Columbia. You're gonna start losing some big, big donors and let you do something, Columbia. There are winners and losers in life. The Federal Trade Commission has banned non-compete agreements. Whoa. So this is a big one. I know I've talked to a couple of people that are real businessy people, and they're saying, yeah, the non-compete. So, you know, if I work for Burger King, I can't, as soon as I quit, I can't go work for McDonald's because they're going to share my recipes. They're saying, no, you can't do that anymore. You can no longer have a non-compete agreement. This is huge. I'm expecting it's probably going to go to court to see if they can keep it up, because I bet a lot of big time corporations are going to be really, really pissed. And this is going to be basically like the transfer portal in college, but it's going to be for business people. So it's going to be interesting. Accept and embrace. Tennessee just passed a bill that would allow teachers and staffers to carry concealed weapons in schools. This occurs 1 year after they had a mass shooting in the school. 40 hours of gun training and a psych evaluation are required. So you can't just be a random teacher and say, I'm going to start carrying a gun to school. You have to go through 40 hours of gun training, and they have to give you a psych evaluation, see that you're not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I don't know how I feel about this one. I mean, it's one of those things that you're saying guns on campus are bad, but look at the biggest and the strongest places are the most important places. You always have armed security guards, okay? Hospitals, armed security guards, jewelry shops, armed security guards. You ever go to a courthouse, armed security guards. So why shouldn't schools have armed security guards? This is kind of a touchy one. I really don't know where I sit on this one. I just know you go back in the day in the 50s and 60s and even 70s, a lot of places, they still allowed gun racks in schools and stuff like that, and there was a lot less problems. So I don't know. I don't think guns the problems on this one. Working hard is not enough. Australian Senator Jackie Lambie calls for the imprisonment of Elon Musk. For what, you ask? Because he's allowing free speech on X. So she says he should be imprisoned because he's allowing free speech on Twitter, or otherwise known as X. Seriously, that's what she says. She says the only words that should be allowed are what are approved by the government. If you think that's a good idea, you're an absolute moron. You are really, really dumb. So Elon, keep up the good fight, my man. Confidence is the key. Starting in 2028, the city of Santa Monica will build a new apartment complex for the homeless. That's going to cost $1 million per unit. It's going to be, I think, 122 units, so it's going to cost $122 million. They're going to start it in 2028. It is going to be finished, I think, by 2032. So they're building apartment complexes for homeless people. Remember, California is the same place that they just lost $24 billion, with a B, $24 billion, okay, that was donated for the homeless. They don't know where it went. Like, they did not, like, what'd you spend the money on? I don't know. Well, where is the money? I don't know. So this is just a bad move all around. Bad move all around. And if you build a homeless apartment complex, guess what you're going to get? A lot more homeless. So they're going to be more and more people. Then what, you're going to just, you only have 122 units. What are you going to do? This is really stupid. If you have any questions, you can email Rubio at therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You have you could be creative. So yeah, I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and seeing meet new people from all over the country.
Let's get going, gang! Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.